The Trump administration is touting a new one-on-one trade deal with South Korea. Here's White House trade advisor Peter Navarro today on NPR's Morning Edition.
Today's news, which is historic, it illustrates that we can have trade peace with our major allies in a way which not only ensures economic security with Korea, but also national security. This is an agreement that's really going to bring us closer together as two nations.
Meanwhile, it's confirmed that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveled by train to Beijing yesterday, possibly his first trip outside his own country since assuming power, to meet with the Chinese president. China's state-run news agency reports Kim was committed to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and open to talks with the U.S. A meeting with President Trump is tentatively scheduled for May. So what's the politics and the importance of the Koreas in this moment? White House correspondent Scott Horsley is here. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you.
Start with a trade deal with South Korea. More American cars can go to South Korea. Less Korean steel, a lot less, can come to the U.S. Now, the president's backers and supporters say this is a big win for his America First mandate. And his threat of tariffs on steel and aluminum on South Korea, they say that leveraged this deal. Have they got a point?
It's certainly possible that the threat of tariffs on South Korea's steel exports made the leaders in Seoul more willing to negotiate in some of these other areas. South Korea is the number three supplier of foreign steel to the U.S. after Canada and Brazil. It accounts for about 10% of the steel that the United States imports. That steel would have been subject to a 25% tariff. Under this deal, South Korea gets permanent relief from that tariff, but in exchange, it has to reduce its exports of steel to the U.S. by about 30%. That is a win for domestic steel manufacturers. It may not be so good for U.S. businesses that use steel and now may face higher prices as a result.
Well, the New York Times is speculating that this may have been forced by the upcoming talks with the North, the idea that they wanted to get it done, and it may not be able to be replicated. But what about the North's visit with China? Most North Korea watchers are saying anytime you can get Kim Jong-un out of his cloistered country, that's a good thing. But what is going on here politically with the White House? Are U.S. and Chinese officials working behind the scenes, do you think, or was the White House surprised? What does it mean?
No, I think China has been on more or less the same page with the United States in trying to put pressure on North Korea to take action with regard to its outlaw nuclear program. The White House says that the representatives of the Chinese government contacted them yesterday to kind of give them a readout on the meeting with Kim Jong-un, and that also included a personal message for President Trump, which was relayed. Now, China definitely has interest in North Korea and wants to make sure that in that tentative meeting with President Trump in May that, China's not sort of left out of the deal. So this was an opportunity for China to sort of exercise its influence as well.
Well, as you know, the president's supposed to sit down with Kim, the North Korean leader, in May. Trump has called him Little Rockin' Man. He's called Trump an old lunatic and a dotard. His position, if we can believe the Chinese reporting, seems to have softened. So can the president's supporters also say that his blustering may have brought Kim to the table?
Whether it was his blustery rhetoric or the maximum economic pressure that's been put on North Korea by coordinated international sanctions, including sanctions from China, North Korea's longtime ally and its number one trading partner, all of that has certainly ratcheted up the pressure on Kim Jong-un to make some kind of deal. We did get an account from the Chinese news agency in which Kim said, if South Korea and the United States respond with goodwill to our efforts and create an atmosphere of peace and stability and take phase synchronized measures to achieve peace, then the issue of denuclearization on the peninsula can reach resolution. Well, that's a lot of ifs in there, and it's not entirely clear what that resolution he's talking about.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.